Still a nigger.
How about Indians? Any special terms for them?
No, Indians, all I've ever known them to be. Some people didn't like them, but called them gut eaters.
Who?
Gut eaters. Well, that's son. That was a very vulgar slang name given an Indian, and he earned that, however, because he eat raw meats, and he did eat the guts of beef, and he got the name, and is very a nasty, sarcastic thing. But as again I say, the people didn't like him, did call him gut eaters.
You ever hear the insides of a cow or a pig called haslet?
No.
Or harslet?
No.
Or chitlins?
Oh yeah, chitlins go from hog.
That's hog. Huh?
Yeah.
That's intestines, part of the intestines?
Yes, that's part of the intestinal tract that they clean out and make chitlins out of, and it's prevalent today.
Was that commonly used here when you were young?
Well, I wouldn't say it's common. It's a little uncommon. It was prepared though.
Mm-hmm. In parts of the country now, that's considered quite a delicacy.
Well, it is.
Put that up in little envelopes.
I understand, you bet. And I tell you what, it's pretty tasty. Did you ever eat it?
Yeah.
Not bad. Huh? Not bad.
I'm a trier.
I am too. I'll try anything once.
Fried grasshoppers, I tried them once.
I've never tried that. I don't know fried grasshoppers. That's out. But that's supposed to be a delicacy, and it is, I guess, in some of our foreign countries.
It's just like eating old dried paper dipped in cottonseed oil.
Well, I'm sure.
And chocolate covered ants.
Oh, that's good for more.
Any special word for a poor white? Some guy who's
what do you call him? White trash, maybe, if he was too bad. That
and this means he doesn't much care, he just sort of goes out there and just exists.
Well, yeah, that's what I guess that's one of the words to be used here for him, just plain white trash.
How about a person from the back country, way back?
You mean Hillbilly? That's his name, yeah.
Who brings your mail here?
Mail carrier.
And you know you'll just be a short amount of time and someone wants you to come do something right now, you'd say, well, if you'll wait.
Just a minute.
And if you want to inquire the distance, let's say from
how
here,
far is it?
If you want to go with someone, but you're not quite ready just then, and you don't want him to go on ahead, what would you say?
I'd say, if you'd wait just a minute, I'll be ready.
If you're on a ladder and you momentarily lose your balance and then catch it, you say, oh my goodness, I...
Damn near fell, yeah. That's right. Better scoot on back in there now, we'll get through this. We'll be through a little bit.
If you want to call somebody's attention over to something that you're doing,
come here. I'll show you something.
If you just wanted to look.
Look here.
And if you want to find out... I got this one. Parts of the body. Let's see, this is my...
Head.
What part?
Forehead.
And which one is this?
It's your right ear.
And if I had whiskers now, I'd be growing a...
Beard.
And then I'd have to wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And... shower shoes.
Yeah.
Say, did you read in the paper about this guy from OSU who got locked up down in the South?
Yeah, that Romer Smith's daughter?
No.
She got locked up in that
deal. I know her mother well. This is another one. This guy was in the office next to me.
Is that
Levine?
Name what?
Levine.
Levine.
He's an Irishman of all things.
Great.
But he tried it the other way. He went in a colored restaurant and sat down.
Is that right? He's trying to be oversized.
He's a nut.
Yeah.
But he's a very gentle fellow. I was not surprised when I saw it, but I was a little disturbed.
That's right.
But we mentioned the shower shoes.
Yes.
The way he dressed.
That's right.